Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon. I tell you what, I don't know if you know about this young guy, but he's going to be one to watch. It is Gage Cervenka. He is a senior at Emerald. You may have seen his picture in the paper not long ago. Wasn't that just recently? National Signing Day, was that last week? Week before?
I do believe so, yes, ma'am.
All right, and he is going to Clemson, but he's done a lot of other things along the way. We wanted to congratulate you, Gage, for all your accomplishments. It's good to have you sitting across from us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're really excited. I think we also have Coach Mack here this afternoon, and Coach Mack got to tag along going to California with you to the Semper Fi Bowl. How you doing today, Coach Mack?
Oh, we're great.
We're great? You know, you just said you were over at Westview. What was happening at Westview here?
Oh, we just had some athletes coming over for spring sports and some weightlifters and making sure they were getting on the right bus and doing the right things, right. Getting over to Emerald.
Right, okay. Well, you know, it's a lot going on. What did you feel about the season, Coach Mack, for Emerald? They ended up with a good season. How did you feel about it?
The football season?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fun. Had some big wins, and, you know, the senior class we had was awful special, and, you know, Gage was a part of that, and, you know, he's been so much of a regular out there for the last four years. It's hard to imagine playing football at Emerald without him, but, you know, we will next year. But it was a great season, and had a great senior class, had a big win versus Wren at high school, who was undefeated, and got to defeat one of his teammates next year, Kelly Bryant. That was tough, but, you know, we had a good season, 10-3, and had a lot of good things happen to us.
You know, it seems like the football team has come a long way from your first season here to where you are now. It's really been winding it up.
Well, that first season, you know, we got off to a poor start, went 0-6, I think. I don't really remember it, but
right.
Ended up making the playoffs that year. In the end, that team got better. But, yeah, we've made steady progress. And, like I said, Gage's group, that senior group, and has had a lot to do with that.
Now, how's the team going to be next year without – I got to ask, Gage, how is this team going to be next year without these seniors here? What are you thinking as they move and progress forward?
Well, you know, it'll be a tough class to replace, and, you know, we've lost a lot of good athletes. But, you know, we've got our program in place, and hopefully it'll take hold, and we can find some players that can fill in for some of these guys. But there's no doubt that it's going to take us some time to replace. You know, you don't replace – Gage Cervenka, you really don't. You find somebody else to take his spot, but you're not going to replace that kind of athlete that's been there 4 years right off the bat.
Well, gosh, Gage, how does that make you feel here this afternoon to hear those words from Coach Mack?
I mean, it makes me feel good, but, I mean, also kind of makes me feel bad because, I mean, this is where I went to high school and all that, and I'm going to be able to graduate from there. I mean, you're always going to look back to them on Friday nights and just want to see what they've done, and hopefully they do good. So I'm hoping that I put an imprint with the underclassmen, and so they've seen how to play the game and just kind of seen how everything goes. And I'm hoping I could kind of lead them in the right direction to be able to play football and just kind of be the best players that I can be for Emerald.
Sure. Well, you know, I think you all have had some outstanding wins, and as you move forward here, but right now you're in the middle of wrestling season. How's wrestling going?
It's going good. I'm still undefeated right now. We are right now we have a little free period. We lost to the second round of playoffs for team wrestling to West Oak. They should be going up for state soon, but next weekend was upper state individual. So our team, we have 13 out of 14 qualify, so that's really good. So majority of our team is still in there. Just everything's going good. Got maybe not a handful of matches left, so just trying to finish up strong here and try to win my fourth state championship.
Well, you know, you have got to look back over these four years. How are you feeling about getting ready? You told me before we came on the air that this is your last team sport here, and it's going to be finishing up pretty soon. What do you think about going on to Clemson?
I mean, I'm excited to be able to go to Clemson. I'm really looking forward to the opportunities and experience things I'm going to experience when I get up there with everything that Clemson has to offer, not only with their sports and their great football team, but just academics. I'm going to be able to broaden my view of things, so to speak. But I mean, I'm just excited about the whole thing, and I'm gonna miss being at Emerald just because all my brothers and everything, all the family I've made here. So I mean, I hope everything goes well once I'm gone.
Now, as far as what will you miss the most, do you think, about Emerald?
Just all my friends, everybody I met, the coaches, I mean, all the teachers and everything, because, I mean, we're all so close. I mean, I've pretty much seen them almost every day for 4 years, because, I mean, there's really no off time, because I've gone straight from football to wrestling back to football, and it's just going to be hard not seeing the regular faces that I see every day.
You know, what do you think about, though, you know, is football the most important thing when you go off to college? Is it going to be the football, the gaming, the football team, the most important thing?
No, ma'am. It's definitely, it's always God's number one, and family, then you go to school. I mean, you're a student athlete, so sports is never always number one. If anything, you got to look at, academic comes first, because you are a student athlete. So you got to get the grades right, and you got to get all that right to be able to be an athlete and be able to qualify and be able to play.
Now, I understand that's Coach Mack's attitude, that you got to have the grades to be able to play.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And has that served the team well, do you think?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. I know that we, every day after practice, if there's somebody that we always talk and say, if you don't have a certain GPA or certain grades in a class, you have to go tutoring that next morning. If you can't get a ride there, one of the coaches or somebody will come pick them up and make sure they're there, because you definitely have to have the grades to be able to graduate and get an education, because that's definitely first. I mean, you need an education to be able to get a job and everything like that.
Wow. I think that's great, because so many times we've heard that it was all about the athletics. Now, I got to ask you, you're going to Clemson, great school. What are you going to be majoring in?
My goal is to see how pre-med is. Kind of want to be able to be a doctor in the future. If not, then I'm going to look into engineering.
Wow, those are two big fields.
Yes, ma'am.
That's pretty ambitious. Of course, you're at a great school for either one there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can't wait.
So, Coach Mack, now, he ended up getting into the Semper Fi Bowl, and, of course, that was back in January. You went along with him with this experience, of course, and did your parents go too?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
So this was definitely a family affair, huh?
Definitely, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Coach, what did you think about the whole experience of going out there and being part of this?
I was tremendously impressed. I thought that the Marines did just an excellent job of taking care of the kids. I thought they were not just there to put on a football game, but I think they made a difference. Even the short time they had with the kids, I thought they really sent a really good message. I think the kids all benefited from being there. So I was tremendously impressed the way they treated the kids and what they taught them. And it was just not just go put on a game. I actually think they made a big difference in their lives. And, of course, you know, to have the coaches out there, have the opportunity to go watch him play one more time in high school and, you know, and get to go to California was awfully special. So I was just tremendously impressed with that All-Star game.
Now, did they look for you to do any coach? Were you all helping, or was it totally another separate coaches and everything?
No, we didn't. I didn't have to work.
You didn't have to work?
No. I was able just to go enjoy and you know, enjoy him playing. And you know, we went to the banquet, and that was awful special. And it was just really, really neat, because they didn't spare expenses. They didn't shortcut. And I really, you know, I've been to a couple of those other games, and they're all fine games. But I really thought that the kids probably benefited more from this Marine Bowl, just because I thought they were really taught them a lot about stuff that this really didn't necessarily involve football, which I thought was awful special.
Don't the Marines actually use this for promoting the fact of what the Marines and everything are about? Isn't that, I think I read something about that. Is that what you got out of that, Gage?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. They didn't just come up there and say, oh, this is all about football. I mean, they wanted us to be better people for our communities. We went out to a rec league type deal to see some kids after we finished up on practice. We went out there and played a little football with them and kind of got to teach them what the Marines are, because the Marines aren't just people that go over and fight for our country. They're also here in our community and try to make the United States better and just everything like that. Make sure everyone's okay.
That's pretty cool. Did the try to get you to become a Marine?
No, ma'am, not at all. They told us when we first got there that this isn't like a recruiting trip for them. We're here to play football and just kind of become better people. But they also said that, I mean, if we ever wanted to come talk to somebody, and they could give us information about things, but they did not force it upon us at all.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the field that you came from on this is pretty huge, and we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, then we'll be back. You got to hear how Gage Cervenka from little old Greenwood ended up in the Semper Fi Bowl. Hey, don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are having a great time here this afternoon with Gage Cervenka and with Coach Mack. I just wanted to talk a little bit about this Semper Fi Bowl. I don't think a lot of people here realize what a huge deal this was, Gage, to go on this, particularly maybe in school they did at Emerald, but maybe people in the community didn't. But you were chosen. You were on the East team. It divides between the Mississippi, West is to California, and, of course, East to our coast here. Do you have any idea how many people were in this that were, or how many out of how many were chosen?
I want to say, well, there were about 150 to 100 on each team. No, not well, not that many.
Many people actually, you know, when it started, I mean, they had to pick from a huge list. That's what
definitely.
I'm thinking.
Yes, well, it had to be a huge list. I mean, you got all these seniors all across the nation that they're choosing from. So being able to be picked from that big old bucket of people is just a great, great opportunity and experience. I'm very blessed that I got that opportunity.
Right. I mean, you just think about it was only one team for the East and one team for the West, and this was a big Semper Fi Bowl. And we actually talked to Tabitha Bartley, who was, I guess, the coordinator for the Semper Fi Bowl down here. And she says that the selection process involves media coverage, coaches' recommendation, and word of mouth. And they also look at overall statistics, but they look at how you are in the community, community service, grades. I mean, it's not just all about the football.
No, ma'am, not at all.
So I think that was super awesome that you got to go and that was that big a deal. And, of course, what's the Marines' motto? Honor, courage, and commitment.
Commitment, yes, ma'am.
So I'm sure they were looking at all of those things as they brought this group of guys in.
Definitely, yes, ma'am.
Did you make any good friends while you were out there?
Yes, ma'am. A majority of everybody on the team, because they had a players' lounge on there, and they had some like game system set up. They had TV, so this was during the national championship, the playoffs for college football. So that was kind of the first time this ever happened. So we're down there watching football and playing some games and some pool and things like that. So I mean, we made a lot of friends because there's majority of everybody was going to a big Division I school. A lot of Stanford guys, Alabama, some Georgias and things like that. That and also had four other Clemson commits up there with me. So I'll be able to hang out with them and just kind of get closer to them, because I mean, I haven't really talked to them much except for when they were up at Clemson on game days. So just being able to be with them, kind of see what they're like and how they act. I don't know how to word it.
Yeah.
But just being up there was just a great experience.
That is very, very, very cool. So here we have Gage Cervenka. He was the team won, the East won. I think it was 24-3.
Yes, ma'am.
How was the game that day?
It was very fun. Our defense played great, as you can see, because they only got 3 points. So we constantly subbed in with first you can't really claim a starter because, I mean, we always subbed in and out. But, I mean, everybody was playing great and our offense performed. So it was a very exciting game for us.
Well, that's great. So what position did you play?
Defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle. Okay, so there you go. IS was a big deal. I wanted to talk about it because I really wanted everybody to know about it because I think it is that awesome. Now, how many? Do you know how many people there were from actually from South Carolina? Was there very many?
There's two. It was just me and Noah Green. Yeah, because he was from Bowling Springs, so just me and him.
See, there's that's some two.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. What did there? Was there any state that had a lot of lot more students?
I mean, yeah, California definitely had a lot. They had the home field advantage too. But there was a lot of kids all over from everywhere, every state.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. It is an awesome, awesome thing that you got to go from Emerald and compete and learn more about the future of football. But also, you are a really big state champion wrestler. You've been state champion, what, three times?
Three times in my high school career and two when I was in middle school. So my 7th and 8th grade year, one state middle school, and then from my freshman, sophomore, and junior year.
So you are still really in competing a lot because the state championship is coming up again here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And this, will you break some records here?
Yes, ma'am. If I win this 4th state championship, I will be the first 4-time state champion heavyweight in South Carolina history. So, I mean, it's exciting times coming up.
Does that put any pressure on you?
A little bit, but I try not to focus on everything. My thing is I've just been saying to myself, just go out there, have fun. If you lose, I mean, it's not the end of the world. I mean, if I lose, it's just a loss. I mean, it's not going to kill me or anything. I mean, I have bigger things coming for me at Clemson. So, but, I mean, my goal is to go out with a win and just kind of finish my record just with one loss. So, just kind of hope that's it.
So, what do you think, Coach Mac? Is he gonna pull this off in the end here? I mean, this will be a huge win because it will be the only person to run 4 years in the heavyweight division.
Yeah, you got to really think about that. Let that settle in. Gage may not have pressure, but I feel it. But I'm pulling for it. You know, we've all been pulling. You know, we don't want to put any more pressure on it than it is. And I think, like he said, he's, you know, eventually he'll have a lot bigger fish to fry. But it's pretty special when you have a chance to do something that nobody in the history of this fine state, with all its athletics, has ever accomplished. You know, that's a separator. And he knows that, but. You know, just his overall record, he's won so many matches it's hard to keep up with, but to only have one recorded loss in 4 years is, you know, it's incredible. He's an incredible wrestler. He's an incredible football player. So, you know, this next week's very exciting. You know, it's just a big separator. If he can somehow pull off a 4-time heavyweight wrestling champion, that's extremely special.
Wow. All right. Well, you heard it right here from Coach Mack right here on WCRS. I tell you what, this is going to be one of those experiences in life that as you grow up and you look back on it, you know, my husband says he went to West Point. He said life was never better than when he was at West Point. He said he knew when he was at West Point that life could get no better. And you know what? He proved it out in life, yeah. So I know that you are looking forward to getting up there to Clemson, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's going to be good times coming ahead.
Good times coming ahead. And what do you think the first time? I just want to kind of set the stage. What do you think the first time you run out onto the field at Death Valley, coming through the tunnel there? What do you think?
Actually, we'll be coming from the hill, but
the hill. Sorry.
Yes, well, yep. No, that's fine. I don't really think words will be able to describe it. But I mean, it's gonna be something special. I know that. I know my mom's gonna be tearing up when she sees it.
Yeah, that's an experience you can't really describe. I imagine till you go down that hill, I'd be thinking, gosh, don't fall down. But no, he's certainly will have earned every step of that hill. You know, you just don't find kids like the one that's sitting to the left of me very often. I had the opportunity to coach some great players, but I don't know if I've coached anybody with the work ethic that Gage has. And you know, what makes Gage special is that he's never considered himself to be special. And that's a hard trait to learn for all of us, considering the accolades that he's had and how much success he's had. He's always been a fighter and never let that go to his head. And, you know, that's half the battle. and he'll go through that again at Clemson, hopefully. So he'll have earned every step of it, and we'll all be very proud to see. You know, he's also going to be the first athlete, football player at Emerald to have signed at a major Division I in 20 years. So he's kind of blazed a lot of paths, and, of course, next weekend's got a chance to do that again. So, you know, we'd like to have him come back and do it all over again, but unfortunately you got to say bye to guys like that.
Wow. Does that give you a little bit of a big head right here?
Some people would, but I mean, it's. I mean, I don't know what I'll describe. I'm honored that how he feels to me. But I mean, you can't get a big head like he said. I mean, I just kind of stay humble with everything. That's what my parents taught me how to be. You just gotta stay humble and just kind of praise people what they do and just kind of be thankful for what you got.
Well, you are an awesome guy, because I tell you what, every time that I would walk out on the field with Coach Mack after the games at Emerald, I'd stand there and I'd look at the lights and I'd go, wow, this is pretty awesome. But I cannot imagine how it would be to be with those stands filled with people looking and on, just to try to stay focused. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. How do you stay focused on the game? You have all that cheering and all mm-hmm. that going on.
Yes, sir. I mean, you just gotta kind of tone things out. I guess the more you play, the easier you get used to the crowds and everything like that. But I mean, the crowds definitely do play a big part in the game, because I mean, if they're all cheering and everything's all loud, you kind of get pumped up and things. But you gotta stay focused on what's ahead of you and what you're trying to accomplish. And I think everybody, for the past couple of years that I've been there, everyone's been focused and everything, so we haven't had any problems with guys being distracted during the game.
Well, that makes a difference. And, of course, I think Coach Mack being so focused on having good students on the team, too. And that's changed, too, hasn't it, Coach Mack? It used to be that being a big football player was it, but now students, and in order to make it into college and even into the pros, they have to have a good image and have everything just right. There can't be anything even though you might be a fantastic football player, if you don't have the grades, it's hard to take it any further anymore.
That's absolutely correct. But, you know, you don't play sports or football in a vacuum. You know, there are not many really, really good football players that aren't good people. I mean, obviously some of them are stronger students than others, but, you know, those guys seem to weed themselves out if they don't know how to be a first-class person. But, you know, it's a learning process, too. We have those that are not far along the path as we'd like them to be, but, you know, we try to get them there. But, you know, it makes life easier, like I said, when you got Gage Vrinkas on your team.
Absolutely. Well, Coach Mack, I know it's going to be hard next year to rebuild that team, but I think with the start and with guys like Gage Cervenka and some of the other seniors that are going to be gone, hopefully they have at least started molding the team towards something for the future.
That's true. This group, I've told them, you know, they set the bar at a pretty high level, and that's what you're looking for, to raise the standards. And this senior class certainly did that, and Gage was the leader of that class. So, you know, that's a good thing. And hopefully we'll have another class come through like them. But at the very minimum, they have definitely set the bar where it should be, and we'll try to live up to that. But it'll be good to go up to Clemson and watch him run down that hill. It'll be awful gratifying.
Absolutely. And Gage Cervenka, we wish you all the best. Now, when is the big game next week?
Well, it's during the weekend, I want to say.
It's on the weekend, on Saturday?
Yes, okay. Yes, it's either Friday or Saturday. I'm not really sure. I don't really keep up with the dates. I mean, I kind of get informed a couple days before. I kind of just focus on practice and get my drilling partner and all my other teammates right. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Where will you be going to? Where's the final match?
Is that? This won't be the final. This is
the upper state. Will be at
Seneca.
The Seneca's hosting. They're actually having it at their middle school. Oh, but and then the championships will be at Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so that's not this week. That's not this next week, or
it's the coming week.
Okay, mm-hmm. Not this weekend. The following week.
That's right.
Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you all the best, Gage Cervenka. It certainly has been nice to have you stop by WCRS. Thank you so much for coming here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And God bless you, and good luck for the future.
Thank you.
All right, and Coach Mac, always a pleasure to have you on the air with us. Let's hear a word from our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I'm right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We had to let Gage Cervenka and Coach Mac go. But hey, that's okay. They have to get back and do some more work. I tell you what, it certainly was a pleasure to have Gage with us here today. His mom and dad were sitting out there texting everybody, letting them know to tune in to the radio. But you know, we'll have a video, and of course, we'll also have a podcast of this too. So if you missed it or you want to see it again, you certainly can right there on WCRS 1450AM.net. Now, we've got an event going on over here. That's right. We wanted to have just a little fun here as we get ready to wind up Valentine's 2015. That's right, guys. You've got plenty of time to come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We got a little baseball promotion going on over here. Baseball? Wanted to take you out to a baseball game today. I got corn dogs, little bottled Cokes, oh, popcorn, and what else do we have? Peanuts, Baby Ruth, that's right. We thought you'd like to come out and just have a good time with us this afternoon. Make sure that you were taking care of your sweetie. And we've got some great deals going on during this afternoon. We'll also be doing this tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 7. That's right. We're staying open a little later so that you can have a little extra time to come out and see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. You know, all the diamond earrings are 50% off. Diamond pendants, 50% off. Gosh, we've got diamond solitaires and diamond bands, 40% off. So what do you got to do? You got to come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery. Guys have been coming in. I've been very, very, very impressed, guys. You're coming in, taking care of your sweetie, making sure that it's going to be a cold weekend this weekend. You don't want to be out in that doghouse, do you? And hey, if you buy her a Vermont teddy bear, 4 foot tall, you know, that one for $99, she might decide she'd rather have that teddy bear in bed with her instead of you. So I'd get her a piece of jewelry that she can take to work, that she can show off, and let everybody know what a great guy you are for thinking of just her for Valentine's Day. You know, that is the beauty of Valentine's Day. It is Sweetheart's Day. It is just for the sweeties. And so if you gals would like to treat your guys, if you'd like to make a special something for them, and you haven't been able to figure out what, maybe you'd like to see about, let's see, how about a Breitling watch? Great watch. Breitling watch is one that is preferred by Navy pilots. This particular one is from 1992, so it is a vintage watch. It's been totally overhauled. It sells for, gosh, in today's dollars, it would be, between $4,000 and $5,000. But guess what? We're able to sell it. Originally, back in 1960, it sold for $600. Not the Breitling. I'm thinking of the Omega. The Omega originally sold for $600. In today's dollars, that would be between $4,600 to $5,500. How much can we sell it for? $895. It is the classic retro watch. You can see pictures of it on Facebook. You also can see pictures of that Breitling. That is that Navy pilot special. It's got the three dials in it that work. Everything works on the watch. It's been recently overhauled. That watch right there, I think, brand new, sells somewhere in that $4,000 price range. We can sell it for $1,495. When you're looking for great deals, when you're looking for special things, where are you going to come? I hope you're going to come right here to Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Gosh, you know, we have been here in Greenwood for over 30 years, and we have always strived to make sure that we provided quality merchandise at low prices, and we continue that tradition today. You know, when you buy it right, you can sell it right. And part of the reason that we can sell it right is because Jeff buys it right from store liquidations and buyouts. So when you want a deal, come see and talk to us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Want to get out and have a little fun? Come by and see us. We're doing corn dogs and little bottle Cokes and peanuts, popcorn, corn dogs, Baby Ruth. That's right. It's all about catching you a special deal and making sure that you hit a home run this Valentine's Day. As I said, 50% off, 50% off diamond earrings, 50% off diamond pendants, 40% off diamond solitaires and bands. Gosh, it doesn't get any better than that. And we've got some deals that are even better than that. How about a beautiful diamond heart, invisibly set with little princess cuts, just sparkles from every angle, 1 carat of diamonds, regular $2,495 for only $949. How about a diamond pendant for $99 that looks really nice? You got to come see them. We've got today and tomorrow. Saturday is Valentine's Day, guys, and we're going to be here until 7 o'clock tonight. So please come by and see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. It's going to be fun, and we look forward to seeing you. I tell you what I'm going to do. We got people in the store. I got things going on, so I'm going to have to give it up. But if you've got a question or a comment, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give us a call. Check out all the deals we've got. Jeff is putting more corn dogs in. You got to come by and see them. It's a lot of fun. And we've got some great cookies, too. Also want to tell you about one more thing, and then I'm going to give up this mic right here. Gracie wanted me to tell you that she wants to give out Valentine's gifts. So she's been baking cookies just for her pooch friends. That's right. They're beautifully decorated. If you go to her Facebook page, yes, she has her own Facebook page, Gracie Gives Back, you'll be able to see what she's giving away. Now, all we ask is that she wants to have a wall of love of all the pooches that she sent something out to. So if you will send us a picture, we will post it on her wall of love. And then come by and see us at Sharp Facets Gallery and pick up a couple of really exquisitely decorated cookies by Gracie. That's right. So stop on in and see us. We've got today, tomorrow, and what other day? Saturday is Valentine's Day. Till 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock on Friday, and on Saturday, I'm going to hang it up at 2 o'clock, so I sure hope you're going to see us between 10 and 2. That's going to do it for me for today. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning for the I Love Ann Show right here. Remember, shop local. It does a community good. Bye-bye, everybody.